Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life at Montana Prime Meats. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, the Herman family shoots a television commercial at their Billings store.
So yeah, I'll start from like back here with you guys, and then we'll just sort of like start going around.
Do you want a shot at all of us walking in?
I don't think for now. Okay. Just for right now, we'll just do this, and yeah, right. Give me like 2-3 minutes, and we'll get going. Dig it.
That's Josh, a videographer here to shoot footage for a TV commercial. Lamont and his family are dressed in town clothes for the occasion. It's funny to think that just a couple of days ago, Lamont and I were sorting cattle on a dusty bluff on his Bighorn County ranch.
So is this about as far from ranch life as you can imagine?
Yes. Never thought we would ever want to do a commercial, but when we opened up, you know, we had some people coming by soliciting. Hey, said, you ought to look at doing this. And then we realized that it would be advantageous. Definitely it was.
The Hermans filmed a commercial more than a year ago and saw a real bump in business. So they've decided to do it again to generate buzz for their newest venture, fresh meat. The meat sold in the store is already fresh, but not fresh, as in not frozen. Lamont tells Josh the store will begin cutting and selling fresh meat in-house in less than a month.
Holy cannoli!
Yeah. Well, we're right there. Our rails are in powder coating today. We dropped them off this morning. We're going back to the shop towards the end of the week and finalizing our carcass truck up. And then we're just gonna slowly work into it.
Full tilt boogie.
Yeah, right on.
It's awesome, man.
So much has to happen behind the scenes for a customer to walk into Montana Prime Meats to buy a steak, some bacon, or a few lamb chops to cook for dinner. For starters, Lamont's building out a refrigerated truck with rails to transport carcasses from the slaughterhouse in Sheridan to the city-inspected meat cutting room at the back of the store. He employs a butcher to cut and pack the meat, and he oversees merchandising, point of sale, and daily operations of a retail business. So while filming a commercial is an obvious departure from day-to-day ranching, developing and managing the requisite transportation and purveying infrastructure necessary to run a ranch to shelf operation is just as much, if not more, of one.
Where are we starting?
The action shifts to the meat cutting room, where Josh is getting ready to film Telly, the butcher, preparing a tenderloin for packaging.
So I'm gonna be pulling the ribs off, separating the ribs, and then I'm gonna laying it out, and then I'm gonna start portioning it out.
Give me a minute and 7 seconds.
No worries, yeah,
we're
good.
We're very exacting.
Josh films Telly trimming and slicing the beef, then he shoots Telly's wife, Bev, vacuum sealing and labeling the meat package.
What else should we get up here, do we think, in the main room?
The consensus is to film the drive-through, a quirky holdover from the previous business, a dry cleaner. Montana Prime Meats customers can shop through the window, pick up orders, and get coffee from the full-service espresso bar, yet another major deviation from ranch life.
Change the lens here.
And then should we do a family shot?
Yeah. I like kind of seeing everybody in here. Like, yeah. Because it's like, I don't know, I feel like one of the things that's so much the story here is like the family business of it, you know? And it's like, it's the story, but it's also the real thing. You know, I mean, like, this is like straight up a family business.
Lamont and his wife Jennifer gather with their three children, Brooklyn, Jolene, and Colton, in front of the display freezers, dressed in crisp denim jeans, clean boots, and black shirts.
3, 2, 1, family. 3, 2, 1, meat. All right, I'm happy with this.
When Josh is finished, I can't resist snapping my own photo.
Wait, stay.
Oh.
This is for me.
This is for posterity, real posterity.
Yeah. Okay, looking good, and again, and again. Thank you.
Next week, the Hermans drive boxes of frozen meat from their processor in Sheridan, Wyoming, to their Billings store.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.